From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 8, 2015. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, Hudson Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr. will seek a third term this fall. Quote, I am deeply grateful to the residents of Hudson for giving me the opportunity to serve and have the trust in my abilities to lead the city now and in the future, unquote, Hallenbeck said in a statement released Tuesday, April 7th. He thanked the city and county Republican committees for their endorsement. Hallenbeck said he will seek the conservative and independence lines on the November ballot as well. A former Hudson police officer, Columbia County Sheriff's Deputy, and Third Ward Supervisor, Hallenbeck took office in 2012. Hallenbeck is the fourth person to declare his candidacy for mayor this year, following Tiffany Martin Hamilton, Nick Haddad, and Fred Stark. Read the full story in the Register Star. Ryan Anglim is reporting in the Daily Mail on recent organizational changes at the Greene County Agricultural Society, host of the annual Greene County Youth Fair. Tara Licata of Greenville was elected president of the Agricultural Society, and Andrea Macko, also of Greenville, was chosen vice president in October. Licata and Macko made a presentation recently to the Greene County Legislature on the plans for the event this year, set for July 23rd through July 26th at Angelo Canna Town Park in Cairo. During the presentation, legislator Vincent Seeley, who represents Catskill, asked if the society might be willing to move the fair to another location within the county. Seeley said, quote, having it in New Baltimore or Coxsackie would be great because it would draw Albany down, end quote. Licata said the society attempted to identify other venues, but state regulations governing the festival are strict. She said the park in Cairo meets those requirements. Held each year in late July, the fair is free and offers entertainment for all ages. Its purpose is to celebrate the accomplishments of the community's children in an effort to preserve the county's agricultural legacy. The society is a nonprofit organization responsible for furthering agricultural education within the county. The organization's membership consists of a diverse group, including farmers, teachers, nurses, and business owners. This fair this year is dedicated to Greene County legislator Wayne Speenberg of Coxsackie, who said he has attended all but one of the past 60 fairs. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Public News Service is reporting the recent explosion and fire that destroyed part of a city block and left two men dead in downtown Manhattan has raised new concerns about the health of New York's aging gas pipelines. But the problem could extend well beyond the city's borders. Adam Foreman, research associate for the Center for an Urban Future, said feeble gas systems pose safety risks in cities throughout the state and region. Quote, other major cities like Boston and Philadelphia suffer from really old infrastructure, he said. This is something that's kind of endemic to the Northeast and something where a lot of progress needs to be made going forward, end quote. Three buildings in Manhattan's East Village caught fire and collapsed last month, and a similar explosion and fire killed eight people and destroyed two buildings in Harlem last spring. Official investigations point to gas leaks as the cause. According to the Center for an Urban Future, more than half of New York's gas lines were installed before 1960, and some have fallen apart from corrosion and improper maintenance. While companies such as National Grid and Con Edison have made upgrades that have reduced leaks, Foreman said, there's only so much they can do on their own. Quote, the last 100 feet of every service delivery ends inside the building, he said. So we can't just think about these big companies. We need to think about the building owners, the installers, the contractors, the unions as well, and how all these stakeholders play a role in making sure that our services are delivered efficiently and safely, end quote. The group estimated that New York experiences nearly 10,000 gas leaks per year. Mayor Bill de Blasio has convened a working group that includes major utilities and regulators to focus on improving the city's gas infrastructure. You can play the full audio version of this story at newsroom.wgxc.org. For the local weather forecast, today, rain and sleet likely, becoming all rain after 2 p.m. Cloudy, high near 40. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Wednesday night, rain and sleet likely before 5 a.m., then a chance of freezing rain and sleet. Cloudy, low around 32. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Thursday, a chance of rain, freezing rain and sleet before 11 a.m., then rain likely. Cloudy, high near 44. Thursday night, rain mainly before 2 a.m., low around 40. Friday, a chance of rain, then rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. Cloudy, high near 62. Friday night, rain likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m., then a chance of rain. Mostly cloudy, low around 42. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 57. Saturday night, mostly clear, low around 36. Sunrise today was at 6:24 a.m., sunset today 7:29 p.m., and the length of the day is 13 hours and 4 seconds. Taking a look at the public meetings, today is the second Wednesday of the month. WGXC suggests calling ahead to confirm time and location, and all numbers are in the 518 area code unless otherwise noted. Athens Village Board Meeting, 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens, 945-1551. Catskill Zoning Board of Appeals, 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, 943-2141. Claremont Planning Board Meeting at Town Hall, 7 p.m. at 1795 Route 9, Claremont, 537-6868. Columbia County Board of Supervisors, Point 1, Special Meeting, 7:10 p.m. Finance Committee Special Meeting, 7:20 p.m. Public Hearing on Local Law Number 2, 7:25 p.m. Public Hearing on Local Law Number 3, 7:27 p.m. Full Board Meeting, 7:30 p.m. All at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. COPAIG Hamlet Revitalization Task Force, 7 p.m. Environmental Committee Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mount View Road in COPAIG, 329-1234. Ghent Planning Board Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals Meeting, 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66, Ghent, 392-4644. Hudson Housing Authority Board of Commissioners Meeting, 6 p.m. at Bliss Towers, 41 North 2nd Street in Hudson, 822-9743. Hudson Planning Board Public Meeting on the Amended Site Plan Application for 78 Green Street, Hudson, at 6 p.m. Full Board Meeting at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street, Hudson, 828-1030. Jewett Town Board Meeting, 7 p.m. at Municipal Building, 3547 County Route 23C, 263-4626. Kinderhook Town's 9 and 9H Corridor Committee Meeting, 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street, Niverville, 784-2233. And also in Kinderhook, the Village Board Meeting and Budget Hearing at 7 p.m., 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook, 758-9882. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Neva Wartell.